Welcome to this month's video grammar lesson. Before watching the lesson, pause the movie for a few minutes and read through the business document on the screen. See if you can spot the errors.
Have a look at the opening sentence. I refer my previous email of 28th of June concerning Variety Limited. The verb refer is always followed by the preposition to. Choosing the right preposition is difficult for English learners, so it's a good idea to become familiar with the most common verb plus preposition combinations. The sentence should read, I refer to my previous email. Moving on to the second paragraph. Look at the verb tense in the if clause. If you did not hear from Variety. The writer uses the past simple tense, did not hear. However, as he is referring to a recent unfinished action, he should have used the present perfect tense, have not heard. So the clause should read, if you have not heard from Variety. Look at the main clause in the same sentence. Please send them further facts. Facts is a singular countable noun. When a singular countable noun is mentioned for the first time in a text, it should be preceded by the indefinite article a or an. Please send them a further facts. Now look at the phrase later on in the same sentence and ask them if there are some problems with the order. Writers often mix up the determiners some and any. Some and any are used before plural countable nouns and uncountable nouns. The writer says, if there are some problems. When should we use any and when should we use some? It's quite a simple rule, actually. We use any instead of some in question sentences, negative sentences, and in conditional if clause sentences. As this is a conditional if clause sentence, we should use any, if there are any problems. There's one more error at the end of this sentence. With the order that we place last month. The writer is referring to an order placed in the past, last month. For past actions where the timing of an action is stated, we use the past simple tense. With the order that we placed last month. Now take a look at the first sentence in the third paragraph. If there are no problems and they have sufficiently stock. Sufficiently is an adverb, and yet it is describing the noun stock. Only adjectives can describe nouns, so we should use the adjectival form sufficient, if they have sufficient stock. Point one includes two errors. Look at the first phrase, ask to send us. The verb ask is transitive, which means that it requires a direct object for the sentence to be complete. We place the object immediately after the verb. Ask them to send us. The second error is a very common one. 5,000 can. Writers, even native speaker writers, often omit the s from the ending of plural nouns. The noun can is clearly plural here. 5,000 cans. When you proofread your documents always look out for common errors like this. Let's move on to the start of the second sentence in point two. You explain to them. When giving instructions to a subordinate, use the command or imperative form of the verb. Look at the previous instructions. Ask them to send us and fax Vitalux Limited. In both cases, the command form of the verb is used. So here we need to write explain to them. There is one more error in this sentence. We have found the new supplier for our canned drinks. When using a singular countable noun such as supplier for the first time in a text, we should use the indefinite article a, not the definite article the. So we should say, we have found a new supplier for our canned drinks. If the noun supplier was mentioned again later in the text, the definite article the would be used instead. Now look at the last sentence in the paragraph. You could also tell them. The modal verb could indicates possibility. The writer actually wanted to convey permission here. The writer is giving his subordinate permission to inform Vitalux Limited that his company do not intend to do any further business with Variety if they can't meet the company's needs. We need to use the modal verb can to show permission here. The sentence should read, you can also tell them. Can you spot one final error in the last sentence? Please inform straight away if there are any problems. We saw this same error earlier. Remember that we changed ask to send to ask them to send. We included a direct object after the verb. It's the same problem here. Inform, like ask, is a transitive verb and must be followed by a direct object for the sentence to be complete. Please inform me straight away if there are any problems.
We hope you enjoyed watching this video grammar lesson. Now, test your understanding of the errors we covered by completing the interactive exercise. Just click on the next button below. Thanks for watching.